Welcome to the Stitch Sisters Podcast.
I'm Val.
And I'm Katie.
Thank you for tuning in.
This is episode 25, Shut the Front Door.
Fueled by Pusheen the Cat and Karma Soap. Welcome back, listeners.
Hi, everybody.
I bet you missed us.
Oh, I think you did.
I think you did, too.
Yeah.
I'd miss us, too.
Yeah. I missed you.
Oh, I missed you, too.
Aww.
We haven't seen each other in a little while.
Yeah.
Katie's working full-time, and I'm just here.
We saw each other at game night.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
And we'll be talking about that in a little bit.
Yeah, so if you hadn't read our announcement on our Facebook page and in our Ravelry group, we're taking... not a break, just doing a couple less podcasts during the summer.
Yeah.
I work in a very busy industry during the summer.
Yeah.
And I'm beat. I'm working full time and then coming home and then taking care of a little guy and cooking dinner and,
it's hard to get out when you're doing all that stuff, and it's hard to make time for...
I got about 4 hours sleep last night, so that was fun.
Yeah, that was super fun.
But in case you are wondering, no, we haven't gone away.
No.
We're just cooling it down to a couple less podcasts for the summer, and then we'll be back when things get a little less hectic.
Yeah, we're just doing one less during the month, and then come September, I'm sure we'll be ready to do...
Every two weeks again,
mm-hmm. and then you'll get sick of us.
Yeah. I don't think that's possible.
Oh.
So we thank you for coming back.
Yes.
Thanks for sticking with us.
And new listeners, welcome.
Yes. Go join our Ravelry group. We're so close to 100 members.
Yes.
Like, we're two off.
And listen to our previous podcasts because they're hella fun.
They're fun. They're super fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun recording.
Super fun, yo. So, I guess we're on to events already.
Yes, we are on to events.
And I got the best event first.
Yeah, I'll let you go first because
it's tomorrow. And, well... We should probably say today is June the 25th, and tomorrow is June the 26th,
aww,
and that's Val's birthday!
What? Yeah, turn the big 3-7.
Yeah, shh. You mean the big 2-9, right?
The big 2-9, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Totally forgot.
Yeah, I got there before you.
Yeah.
How is it I'm older than everybody?
Like, I don't know, but friends. You look younger than all of us, so, I mean, there you go.
How you doing? Okay. the next one, I think it's, that one's yours, the next event.
Oh, yeah, that's in October.
Oh, it's in October?
So, maybe you wanted to do the one in September.
Yeah.
Which is a big one.
I have two in September.
Oh, okay, well, then you go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so... the next big event we have is Fan Expo Canada, and you can take a look by going to fanexpocanada.com, and that's September 3rd through the 6th in Toronto, Ontario at the Metro Toronto Convention Center, and oh my gosh, so many people going. We are about to blow your mind, people.
Yes. My mind was totally blown.
Okay. So, for the full guest list, you can go to the website. And we mentioned a few other people before, like Haley Atwell,
mm-hmm.
Agent Carter. And Jenna Coleman is, I always forget her name.
I just want to call her Soufflé Girl.
Yeah.
I have
the t-shirt, and she's Soufflé Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
But she was in Doctor Who as the most recent companion.
Yes. We have some more people. Not only do we have this... I can't believe I'm blanking on the character's name.
Something Oswald.
Clara
Oswald.
Thank you. So we have Clara Oswald. Not only do we have her, but we also have Billy Piper and Karen Gillan coming.
Oh my gosh, what? It's going to be Companion Heaven.
Companion City. Hello. And some other people that are going, Jennifer Morrison. From cool. Once Upon a Time.
Love her.
Yes. From Star Trek, we have Robert Picardo. And Kate Mulgrew.
Love, love her. She's in, well, of course, she was the...
Captain Janeway.
Yeah, Cap. And but she's also in Orange is the New Black.
Nice.
On Netflix.
Which I still have to watch.
Which you still have to watch, but she plays the character Red.
Mm-hmm.
So, another reference.
I know Maggie will be happy about this if she goes, but Ming-Na Wen from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Who is also very cool.
Yes. Who else do we have? I made Val cry.
Yes.
When I told her that Graham McTavish is coming. So he was Dougal.
Dougal.
Dougal McKenzie from Outlander. And he was also in The Hobbit.
Yes, I can't remember which Hobbit.
But I'm a bad Hobbit fan.
I know, but he was like one of ones that were very close to
Thorin.
Thorin Oakenshield. Yeah. But yeah, he's amazing and he's sexy. He's dead sexy.
Anyway, we didn't mean to offend any real Scotsman out there with our horrible, horrible Canadian accent.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Orlando Jones from Sleepy Hollow.
And he is so awesome with the fan base. He loves... being on Tumblr and interacting with fans.
What was that one? He did this movie with David Duchovny called Evolution.
Yes!
So funny.
So funny.
So I love that movie. We watched it so many times. Fruit Basket for Russell Woodman. Anyway. And we have three guests from The Walking Dead. So we've got Chandler Riggs.
And he plays Carl.
Mm-hmm. He plays Carl. And Lenny James, who plays Morgan. But I'm going to make you guys cry again.
Mm-hmm.
Because Norman Reedus is coming.
I know.
Oh, Daryl.
Oh, he's so awesome.
I don't even watch the show and I like him.
I know.
Cool. I know. I know all you got. There's a huge Daryl fan base.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
And apparently it's not Carol, but there are reports that he is dating the actress that played Maggie's younger sister, the blonde girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Spoilers if you haven't made it this far, but. She didn't make it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
I know who you're talking about.
They're Beth. That's it.
Beth. Yeah.
So
sorry.
The
spoilers.
Bethel fandom shippers will be.
It sounds like a fuel.
I know it does, doesn't it?
Bethel alcohol.
Bethel.
No. Anyway.
But yeah, that apparently little gossip there for you.
Oh boy. I saved the best for last, though.
Yes.
Kind of.
No, it is.
Okay. Harry Potter fans. Get your socks on. And they better be matching.
Mm-hmm.
Because twins is coming. James and Oliver Phelps. The Weasley twins. Oh.
They're gorgeous.
They're so cute. Oh. Anyway, enough gushing. I need to go sell some things so I can make my way up to Toronto.
Like a kidney?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm going to need some bail money
if I see
Graham McTavish.
Oh, you would be like me if Cumberbatch ever came.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Or, you know, I always said that if Sean Marr ever went, I had to go.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's $100 a day. I was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And because back when he first joined Twitter,
mm-hmm.
he was like fresh, brand new.
Oh, yeah.
To Twitter. And it was like my birthday the next day. And Val's like, I wonder if I can get him to say happy birthday to you. And he PM'd me.
Yes, he did.
He PM'd me. He actually tried, and he's like, well, I would message her, but her profile's on private. I'm like, on private! On private!
So he said, it was so awesome.
And then I hid under my desk the rest of the way, giggling like a little girl.
And I think I got him to say happy birthday to you the next year,
yes,
too.
Yes, 2 years in a row, and he remembered my name.
Yes, he did.
So
it was pretty awesome.
If he ever goes, I'm going to have to go up to him and say, hi, I don't know if you remember me, but can I have a hug? Sean Moore.
Yeah, and Sean Moore's awesome.
He was Simon from Firefly.
Yeah. It's funny, because when Jewel announced that she was pregnant, he tweeted, and I swear it's not mine.
I didn't see that.
It was really cute. Because those two are, like,
oh, yeah,
the cutest, cutest
They're
friend
like
couple.
My OTP.
Yeah.
My real life OTP. That would never, ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so cute.
Yeah,
together.
They are.
I love it.
They're really good friends.
Okay, so that's enough of that. Oh. At this rate, it's going to be like 3 hours long. Anyway, the next one that I have is the Kitchener-Waterloo Knitters Fair, and that's in Kitchener, Ontario, at the Kitchener Odd on September 13th.
Where again?
I believe. Kitchener!
In Kitchener!
Say Kitchener again.
Kitchener!
Kitchener. All right. That's Kitchener, Ontario.
Yes.
Not Kitchener Stitch on your feet. But I think you might gather that.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, sorry if I'm a little bit hyper. What do you have?
I've got the Hamilton Comic Con.
Woo!
And Katie didn't even know there was a Hamilton Comic Con until I was like, I've got the Hamilton Comic Con. That's on...
under a rock.
Yeah, well, that's... I think they're kind of behind Niagara Falls as far as their... expansion and exposure for Comic-Cons are concerned.
Yeah.
It's on October 3rd and 4th of this year at the Hamilton Convention Center. Okay. And they've got Leah Thompson, Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
I had to laugh at this. They've got Tara Reid and Ian Ziering, Sharknado.
Sharknado.
Which I've actually seen.
What?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I don't feel so bad watching WWE all the time now. Sharknado.
Yes, I haven't seen the sequel, though, but I did see the original. John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard and Smallville.
Yes.
And Nichelle Nichols.
Yay!
Who I understand is on the mend from the small stroke that she had.
Yeah. All glad she's feeling
yes.
Better.
And there's probably more going to be announced.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's early.
It's still early.
Early
and,
days.
You know, hopefully they'll get some more recognizable names out there. I know that they've, got quite a few WWE legend people.
You're
that
have to tell Ray.
Yeah.
My husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's into the,
I think there was, like, the Dirty Duo or something
nice.
Like that. I can't remember.
Yes, see, I don't recognize any.
Yeah. So, anyways, that is happening, again, October 3rd and 4th at the Hamilton Convention Center. And there's going to be, like, a cosplay prizing and that sort of thing. So, and I think that's it for events.
Yeah, I think Em is going to Fan Expo.
Oh, you think she is? Is
I
she?
I think so.
Em, bring me back Graham McTavish, please.
I was going to say, like, maybe she can bring you back an autograph if you give her money for it. But
this is true.
I didn't expect you to bring me back Graham McTavish.
Oh. I'll treat him nicely, I promise.
I'll give him treats. Okay. And comb his beard.
I'll comb his beard. Oh my god. Anyways.
Oh my gosh.
So, moving on, before we get way out of hand.
We're going into Cal's.
And
I swear I'm not drunk.
No, I know. We have a crochet Cal that's coming up July 1st.
Yay!
It's hosted by the Crochet Crowd, and it's called the Stitchcation Challenge. And again, it's July 1st and goes to September 7th, which is Labor Day of this year. And it's an Afghan project meant to tempt, tease, and teach you new tricks and have a cool Afghan at the end. It's an Afghan mashup of two patterns and two original patterns by Mikey. And the cool thing is there is no sewing of Afghan pieces in this project. So I am really curious. They're going to show everything up front. It's not a mystery cowl. And there aren't going to be prizes. It looks like they have had problems with prizes in the past. They want to make sure everybody is included into... and they can't, you know, include everyone because of different territories and states province regulations when it comes to prizes and all that sort of thing. So they want to be all inclusive through the Crochet Crowd. So they've got a gallery set up.
And
you know, you enter and everything, you have a chance to qualify to have your Afghan project included in the gallery, which is cool. Yeah. And you get an awesome Afghan at the end. So
yeah, and I like the fact that you're learning new stuff.
Me too. So I'm definitely going to be taking a look at this this cowl and seeing what's up with that.
What's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So July 1st, everybody.
Yay. And I have three. Well, one's more of a big all-encompassing event. So we've got Stash Dash going on. May 22nd till August 14th, and that's with the Knit Girls podcast, and that's with 3 L's, and you can find all the details on their Ravelry board, and there's a 3K, 5K, and 10K meters goal, so you can reach one of those goals. The second one is the Around Your Neck Cowl. And that's anything you can make that'll go around your neck, kind of like a shawl or scarf or one of those little keyhole scarves or a cowl.
Oh, yeah.
Anything to go around your neck, and that can be like knitting or crochet or weaving.
Cool.
So, and that runs from June 1st to August 31st. And that's with the Suburban Stitcher podcast. And again, you can find all the rules on her Ravelry group board. And you have to be a member of the group to win a prize. And you get extra points by using things from her sponsors for this. So, like, I'm knitting on my husband's clockwork still, but I'm going to double dip and go into the Around Your Neck Cowl. And I think I'm going to be earning extra points because I'm using my Vintage Rose There and Back Again stitch markers while I'm knitting this. So I'll have to take a picture and put it up there when I'm done, which should be very soon. So go and check that one out. And the last one, the Geeky Girls Knit have like a seasonal prize cowl. They finished their springtime sheepy cowl. And so from June 1st to August 31st, they have the summertime and the living is easy cowl. and that's anything.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah. And that can be knitting, crochet, spinning, like basically your FOs that you can tie to summertime. And if you can't think of anything to tie it to, you made it in the summertime. But again, you have to be a member of their group to win.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you be? I like the Geeky Girls.
Yeah.
They're fun. And that's it for events and cows. So now we're on to foes and hoes. What you got?
Well, I have no foes or hoes. I am in a bit of a slump.
Oh, that's okay.
When it comes to my crafting. So I'm trying to get out of the slump. I think it has to do with it being summer, and I've been extremely busy with a lot of other projects that don't include crafting. So, like, for example, we've been cleaning house like crazy and getting rid of a lot of stuff, donating to our local thrift shop and garbaging just some stuff and whatnot and cleaning like fiends. So yeah, I haven't really picked up anything, and it's been kind of funny. I found an old project, a granny square afghan that I was working on during my cleaning.
Yay!
And I was like,
finish that for Steph.
I totally forgot about that. And that's where my crochet hook went.
There!
It was with that project. So, yeah, the things you find when you're cleaning. It wasn't even like I hid it away from my husband or anything like that, because he's very encouraging about, you know, that sort of thing.
It
keeps me out of his hair. But it was just one of those things. I was in the closet and it was on top of a whole bunch of other stuff. And I looked through it and I was like, oh, I was working on this. I didn't get very far in it either. So I don't know. Maybe I'll get it done for winter. It's pretty. It's a whole bunch of greens.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice for winter.
Yeah. So, but I know you've got some foes and hoes.
I do. I have two foes. And, yeah. So, I finished my mama vertebrae. Yay! Just in time for Stash Dash.
Yay!
So, I got to count all of that. And that was the mama vertebrae pattern by Kelly Brooker. And I used Malabrigo Arroyo in the colorway Aguas, and it turned out gorgeous.
Awesome.
It's gorgeous, and I've been wearing it everywhere. People
yes.
have been commenting about it. And
it looks really, really good on you.
I wore it to Toronto, too.
Oh, and did you?
And I went to visit Patty.
Oh.
And the girl at the shop wanted to try it on. I wanted to get another whole sweater quantity, but I was being a good girl because I kind of fell down at nitpicks. But we'll get to that later.
Yes.
We'll get to that later. So I finished the mama vertebrae, and I also finished a little gateway cuff by Laura Nelkin, and that's from her new book, Knockout Knits. It's not really new, but it's new to me.
Mm-hmm.
I got it for Christmas. And it's the gateway cuff. It's a little lacy cuff, and I had made it out of the little Rolag sample that I got from my Woolly Witch order.
Yes.
And it's in the colorway Ice Queen.
So mm-hmm.
I made one of those, and I have to take pictures of it still.
Yes.
And for the hose, I finished one sock each. This is how I'm combating second sock syndrome. One sock each in the Red Heart, Heart and Soul in the colorways Spring Stripes, which you gave me for my birthday.
Right.
The Toasted Almond. And a colorway that I found at Fabricland. And there was only one ball. And it was $5. And it's Blackjack.
And I have the Fabricland jingle in my head.
Fabricland. Oh, that was horrible. I'm sorry I messed up your jingle.
Oh. But yeah, every time I hear Fabricland, it's like I got that jingle in my head.
Yep.
But yes, the Blackjack socks are pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's mostly black, but it's got these like multicolor, I want to say like sherbet colors. Big chunks of it. And then there's like little tiny white bits.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'll be posting pictures of that. So that's what I've got finished. Yay! And I'm tallying up all my stash dash as I go along. Because even just one sock counts as a finished item.
That's right.
So
I've, you know, I really need to get out of this slump.
Yeah.
And work on, you know.
Get going. Yeah, that afghan will definitely count.
Mm-hmm.
And for whips, what do you got going on?
Well, I finally re-picked up my rainbow afghan.
Yay!
Because I had needed to work on something while we were recording.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, wow, I haven't picked this up in quite a few weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm working on the peach color right now. And like I said a couple times in previous podcasts, it's just a simple granny square that's been expanded, going around and around and around and around, and adding new colors as I go. And so I started off with red, and in between the colors is white, and then I have orange, and then peach is what I'm working on, and then after the peach, I'll probably add on yellow.
Yay! It's pretty.
So, yeah, it's coming along really nicely. It's already, you know...
Oh, it's like a lap blanket.
It's like already like a lap blanket.
And even kind of like a large stroller blanket size.
That's very true. And, yeah, I have to hide it from my cat, Zeus, because he just absolutely adores it when Mom and I are...
this is mine now.
Yes, he does. He claims everything that we are working on...
Little bum.
For himself. So, yeah, that's what I'm working on at the moment.
That's good.
And what are your whips, or what are you working on?
My whips... well, I'm working on the second little blackjack sock, because I'm doing... since I only had one ball... That's all they had at the fabric band.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I'm just making little ankle socks, and it's just my own recipe from my head. Cuff down, heel flap, gusset, done.
Yeah, like a standard vanilla sock pattern.
Yeah, standard vanilla ankle sock.
And you just did it off the top of your head?
Yeah.
Oh. You are talented.
Thank you.
Still need to look at a pattern for doing vanilla socks.
I've done a lot of them.
You've done a lot of them. I know. I've seen your sock drawer.
So, yeah. So, I'm working on that, and I am also working on finishing my husband's clockwork. And I had hoped to have it done by Father's Day, but it didn't really work out. I got, like, one repeat left. And then the border. And then that's it. But, so it's The Clockwork by Stephen West. And I am using... Oh, the size of the needle wore off. That's nice.
That's nice.
No, you don't knit at all, Katie. You wore it right off. U.S. size 5 needles. I have no idea what that is in millimeters, but go ahead and... check it out. But I'm using Cascade Heritage sock.
Mm-hmm.
And one is called Mossy Rock, and the other is called Walnut. So,
and it is, it's very hobbity.
Yes, I that's why I'm using my There and Back Again stitch markers from Vintage Rose, because I'm like, ooh, hobbity colors.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, this looks like camo. I'm like, ah. And now I can't get it out of my head. I'm like, oh, great, the camo scarf. I'm like, get off my needles already. I've been knitting this forever.
Camo colors are hard to knit because they are so dull.
Yeah, well, the next thing I knit for my husband, I'll pick a better yarn. I do have two skeins of... Dream in Color. Is it Smooshy? I think. With the cashmere in it, in the Jack is Back, the 24 colorway.
Oh, right. And so you're planning on doing...
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can design something for him. Because I've been showing him patterns for like a year, and he's like, not quite. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to beat you to death with your own tablet.
We've all been there.
Pick something. Like, no knits for you. Come back 1 year.
Don't make me put you on the not knit-worthy list.
Yeah. You're on notice, mister. So, and I picked up my Outlander mystery shawl again.
Yay.
And that's being knit out of Madeline Tosh Merino Light in Terrarium and Sea Wash. And I also cast on the Button Jar Shawlette.
Oh, you did you?
Yes, and that was from my Mother's Day yarn from my mom that we got at Stitch. And it's Shibui Staccato in Pool. So it looks like a swimming pool color. It's very pretty.
Yes, it does.
It's very similar to the Button Jar Blue
mm-hmm.
That it was named after. So now we're on to our needs and wants.
Yes, we are.
Why don't you run down your list first, and then I'll do mine.
Well, what I want, and I'm blaming Katie for this because she's such a horrible enabler.
Don't blame me. It's Instagram.
Nah, it's a Webster's Pages Color Crush Personal Planner Kit, and I want it in dark pink.
Oh, I love the dark pink.
I love the dark pink. It's either the dark pink or the teal. Katie's got the light pink kit.
Yes, I do.
And it is absolutely fabulous. And I'm starting to, you know, get some stuff of my life back in order. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just including what my TV shows are on.
Yes.
And she's so creative. And I love some of the things that you can get in this kit. Like, there's lists for groceries.
There's a monthly planner. A weekly planner. Mm-hmm. And in July, they're redoing all of them. So you get, when you order the new ones in mm-hmm. July, you get an 18-month calendar.
Yeah.
In there. So the months and the weeks. And I think there's going to be new colors, too. But you get really nice inspirational inserts.
Yeah. I love the whole idea of it and creating it. And now what I have to ask is, do they sell Webster's the inserts separately?
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
because like you say, you wanted to get more inserts in a certain section, mm-hmm. and you run out.
Yeah,
you know, and mm-hmm. you wanted to like get more.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. But yeah, ever since I saw that, and I was like, well, I don't know if I need one, but I want one.
They're pretty affordable.
They are pretty affordable. To get the kit, it's like $39.99.
Oh, mine
maybe $34.95.
Yeah, $34.95. Yeah. U.S.
Mm-hmm. And now you can't buy from Webster's Pages directly because they only do wholesale. So what we go is scrapbook.com.
Yep.
And right now, they're all sold out.
That's because they got the new ones coming in.
Yeah. And I got a reminder on it. So, we shall see.
Yes.
Because they go fast.
I'm just going to warn you that getting, like, all these cute stickers and washi tapes could become addictive. But I'll give you some of my washi tapes.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little samples and fun junk.
And ribbons with the paper clips and all that kind of stuff. Get me all creative, like.
I made my own ribbon paper clips.
Yes, and you did such a good job, too. They're so cute. So, am I continuing on?
Yeah, just keep going, honey bun.
Okay, what I need is a new e-reader, because my Kobo died.
Mwah.
Mwah. I had a very, very old Kobo reader, like one of the very first generation Kobo readers. It did nothing, but it did connect to, you know, the Wi-Fi and everything like that in the Kobo shop. But as far as there's no touch screen, there's no music that you could play on it or anything like that. It was just strictly books and books only.
Mine, you can't play music on it.
But you've got
the
Kobo Mini.
I have the Kobo Mini.
Yeah.
It's little.
It's cute, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very handy.
It's got the Sherlock purple shirt of what? color cover on it.
Yeah. So the screen just died on it, and I was just like, no! So I still have to transfer the books that come preloaded on it onto my Calibre program on my computer. Calibre is a free program that you can download onto your computer to upload books and organize your books and convert books too. So like if you got a Mobi Kindle book and you want to convert it to the Kobo e-reader, EPUB, then it'll do so.
Cool.
Yeah.
I have lots of knitting patterns on mine too.
Yes, you do. Because it reads PDFs.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I love Kobo. So I'm wondering, right now I'm reading my books on my phone because I found an app that reads EPUB books, and it's working so far. But I'm thinking I might just get a tablet instead of an actual e-reader. Because tablets have come down pretty
they're pretty affordable now.
And e-readers, you know, I could get another Kobo for about $100, but I could get a tablet for like half than that.
Yeah.
And plus I can, you know, play my Candy Crush and other games as well. So that's what I'm thinking of doing. Maybe next month. Maybe in July.
Yeah.
Well, maybe a little bit of birthday money will come my way.
Woohoo!
And what I want to do is I want to lose some weight, and we've been talking about getting healthier in our past podcast.
Yeah.
Now, I've already lost 3 pounds already.
Yay! Because you've been doing what?
I have been walking a lot more.
Sweet.
I have been doing a lot of walking in and out of the hallways of my apartment building. Like I mentioned before, I do deal with my panic and agoraphobia, so walking outside, going to the gym, it's difficult for me, you know, without being all drugged up. But it's, you know, with the exposure that I've been doing over time, I think I will be able to do some walking outside in front of my apartment building, because I've discovered that if I walk up and down the driveway and all around to the back parking area, is back and forth is like a quarter of a kilometer. So if I do that like 4 times, I will have walked 1 kilometer.
Sweet.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Because it's on my road to hopefully walking 5K at some point. So I've got a lot of support, and people are, you know, cheering me on who know about it and everything. So that's good. And then what I've learned, or, sorry, what I want to do, actually, continued, is learn Tunisian crochet.
Yay.
Now, Katie's mom and Katie have given me a couple of magazines, which I perused, and a Tunisian hook, and it looks pretty easy, actually. It looks pretty cool. It's just, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But the crochet crowd, next week, the last week of June, or the first week of July, are starting a Tunisian crochet tutorial set.
Oh, great.
Which I was like, perfect timing. How providence is that?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be paying attention to that. I think they start off with dishcloths, and I'm like, I'm the queen of dishcloths. Are you kidding
me? Yeah.
And I think it'll be awesome, because there's a knit Tunisian stitch that looks like knitting, but it's not. It's actually crochet, and I was like, oh, blow my mind. It's pretty cool.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing is what I've learned. I learned I love cottage cheese.
Yes.
I love cottage cheese, especially with berries. And I've been eating a lot of cottage cheese lately, because it's been great with frozen strawberries and berries, so I don't eat ice cream.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
My dad always liked it with pineapple.
Oh, I gotta try that.
Yeah, it's good.
I love it with mango.
Ooh.
And just, you know, as an aside between Katie and I, but if anybody else is in the Niagara area, Food Basics next week has a case of mangoes on sale for $6.99.
Oh, my little guy would dive into that.
I know. I'm thinking of
mango.
Picking up a case of mangoes, and, you know, when they go ripe and everything like that, just divvying all up and then throwing it up in the fridge. In the freezer, sorry.
Yeah.
Because frozen mango is the best.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love cottage cheese. And I also learned how to pronounce L'Occitan. And it's this little hand soap store. You called it
L'Octane.
L'Octane. But it's L'Occitan.
Oh, okay.
And there's actually, on their USA website, a video asking people, well, how do you pronounce it, and blah, 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 and everything, and then they show you that the founder of the shop says if you pronounce it L'Occitan, that's the pronunciation that you...
Mm.
And I'm like... That is so cool, because you got something recently.
At the outlets.
At the outlets, which, you know, we were all, like,
sniffing
and everything like that. But I guess that's going to be in your new stuff.
I actually forgot to write it down.
Okay, well, then you can...
But that's okay.
Yeah.
I can... Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, well, there you go. Anyways, so that's my needs and wants.
Anyway, my needs and wants, what I need is to have more baths to use my yummy, Lush, and L'Occitane stuff.
There you go.
And I said it.
Yeah. Ooh. I was going to say, yes, you do need to take more baths. But, hey. I mean...
I was going to say, not because I smell or anything.
No, I'm just teasing you. You don't smell. You always smell pretty. You're wearing your shimmy from Lush right now.
We'll get to that in new stuff, too. Mm-hmm. I'm all sparkly.
Yes, you are.
Sparkle. Yeah, I got some Lush stuff as a birthday present from Ab. Thank you, Ab.
Yay.
And I also got more. Because I'm a Lush pig.
Lush is just so hard to not get more of, because they just got such awesome stuff.
They do. It smells so good. And that leads me to my want is more quiet time. Because it seems like the only quiet time I get nowadays is, like, when I have to go and wash my hands at work. And I'm like, wow, I'm alone. I'm at work. Oh, this is sad.
You're not the first parent to think that. Oh. A lot of parents think that, you know, they go to work and it's actually time away from everything at home. And
well,
but
like,
it's work.
But when I go back out to my desk, there's computer beeping and the fax machine going, the photocopier, and the people walking in and wanting appointments right now, even though it says no walk-ins. No walk-ins.
I know. It's, you know, I remember that sign.
Phone ringing and... I need to go to the bathroom.
15 minutes later.
Knock, knock, are you okay? And then I wake up.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm good. So I need more quiet time. And what I want to do is go and see Jurassic World.
Yes.
If not for the only... fact that maybe I'll get to see Chris Pratt without a shirt on.
Ooh. That'd be nice.
Anyway.
Well, I won't be able to see it in theaters, but I'm looking forward to seeing it on DVD. Yeah. But I am wanting to go and see a movie with you.
Yes, I want to do that too.
Yes.
I want to do that. So either Minions.
Which, or... I love the Minions. I'm sorry, the Minions, I know people find them awfully annoying, but I just absolutely love them. I love Despicable Me, and I love the Minions.
Banana!
Or that new movie, the Inside
Out.
Inside Out, yeah.
Awesome. Anyway. I love that guy.
Yeah.
I want to do that, too. We're going to have to... do a movie night on Tuesday night or something like that.
Yeah.
And what I learned is that I can drive long distances without getting nervous.
Yes! I'm very proud of you.
So, recently, Em and I went up to Toronto to visit our friend Patty.
Mm-hmm.
And her little baby.
My little girl. Yes.
Oh, gosh. Cute. Anyway, so we took the GO train from Oakville to Toronto, but we had to get to Oakville first, which is about like a 45-minute drive.
Not bad. Still, it does mean, you know.
You get a little bit of volume around the Burlington Skyway and a little bit of volume right at Trafalgar Road where you have to get off to go to the station.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty good. Just like, I'm like, oh. I feel like Lisa Simpson when she had to do that gauntlet at the boys' school. I didn't think I could do it, but I did it. Can we do it again? Let's do it again! So.
That's so, so true.
I'm like, all right, I can do this. So I was really happy.
Now when When Kyle and I were dating, we went to Toronto a couple times. Uh-huh. Was it the Oakville station that we went through? I can't remember.
I believe so.
I think so.
Yeah, it's right off of Trafalgar. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the one I know. Mm-hmm. If you told me to go to the Burlington or the Mississauga station, I'd be like, no, what?
Yeah.
But I know exactly where the Oakville station is. So, yeah, that's where we went. Mm-hmm. And, oh, we had such a good time. We went right from the station. We went to Passionate, which is a lovely knitting shop just off the Lawrence subway line. And I got some stuff there. But we'll get into that new stuff. And we met Patty there with her little baby.
Yeah.
And we had so much fun. And then it was kind of early in the afternoon. We were getting hungry. So we walked down the street, like, not even a minute. And we went to this little burger place called the Burger's Priest. And it was so good. So good. Em had the chili cheese dog.
Nice.
And I had the double bacon cheeseburger.
Nice.
It was so juicy and good, and I got pickles on it and everything. I'm like, oh, that hit the spot. And then, again, not even a minute. I'm like, all right, let's go get a treat. As if the burger wasn't enough of a treat. We went to the Rolling Pin, and they're on Instagram. Hashtag the Rolling Pin T.O.
Mm-hmm.
I was calling it the Rolling Pinto all this time. Rolling
Pinto.
That's from the hashtag.
Nice.
And Patty's like, it's actually the Rolling Pin T.O. I'm like, oh, that makes more sense.
That makes more sense, yeah.
I'm like, derp. But, oh, it was so good. Patty and Em got donuts. I got their chocolate caramel pretzel cupcake.
Oh, that sounds so decadent.
And then on the way out, I got my husband one of their huge Nanaimo bars, which he scarfed promptly.
I would have, too. I love Nanaimo bars.
And I got my mom and dad each one pecan bourbon bars.
Ooh.
That might not make it to them.
That might not make that to them. It's not the counts.
I'm kidding. And I got myself two macarons.
Nice.
Two macaroons. I got the salted caramel and the toasted coconut, and they were so good.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that those are the flavors that you got.
And I got a little button, too.
Yeah.
Which was 25 cents. It was really awesome. And then after that, we got on the subway again, and we went to Yorkdale, and we went to Lush. And
swankety swank.
Yeah, swankety swank swank. Oh, I don't like anything in Louis Vuitton. Let's go next door to Prada. Swankety swank swank swank.
Uh-huh.
So, we only went into a couple places in that mall. We wanted to go to Lush, so we went to Lush, and they had another place, Papyrus.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, like, greeting cards and notebooks and cute, gifty things, and I almost walked out of there with, like, an owl mug, and they had these little hedgehog keychains.
Oh,
and
nice.
This tiny little coin purse that would only fit, like, a toonie. That's, like, a $2 coin up here.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, it's so cute! We had a lot of fun in there. I did almost buy some cute Koei stickers. But
I'm surprised you didn't come out with a Prada bag.
Oh. I would have to have hopped because they would have taken my leg.
Yeah.
So, and then we went to Chapters to go up to the second floor Starbucks because if I was going to drive home, I needed coffee.
Yes.
And I had loaded up my Starbucks card on my phone before we went.
Excellent.
So that was good. We had a Frappuccino in the morning, and we bought some chips in the afternoon, and then I got a caramel macchiato, iced caramel macchiato, and she put so much caramel in there that it was coming up the straw like bubble tea. I wanted to go over and say, God bless you.
You knew exactly what I needed.
You, lady with the caramel, I love you. So, yeah, that was really good. And we got on the GO train, no problem. It was much quieter because on the GO train going up there, there was a Blue Jays game and a soccer game. And it was Pride.
Yeah.
So, it was really busy. We got within two stations of our stop, and they said, we're not taking any more passengers. Like, oh, it's a little full.
It's a little full.
But on the way back, it was much better and more relaxing, and both Em and I could sit and knit and look out the window and relax and... got in the car, and it was a nice drive back, and we were listening to my iPod. I made us a playlist.
Oh, you did you?
Yeah.
Aww.
Em and Katie road tripping.
Oh, that's so cool. So. We need the GO train down here in Niagara, I swear.
Well, it comes down here by bus.
It does.
And you can drive up to Grimsby and take the GO train.
Oh, you can you?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to keep that in mind.
And in the summer, on weekends, the GO train does come down to our city.
Oh.
But like, just on the weekends. Oh. You gotta check when it starts. Because it usually just starts in the summer. But yeah, the politicians have been lobbying to do that for a long time.
Yeah, they have. And it would, because it would just make a lot of people's lives easier, especially for those who live in, Niagara, but work...
Yeah, elsewhere.
Elsewhere.
And, you know, if people want to go up and they don't have a car.
Exactly.
Or they don't want to drive.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was just thinking for my husband and I to visit my dad, you know, we could go all the way to the GO train station in Oshawa and he could pick us up there.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, it would make things a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, that whole tangent was stemming off of me that... I can drive to Oakville.
Yes.
What? I'm
very proud of her.
Woo!
Big very, SUV. She was queen of the road.
I was. Get out my way. No. Are you kidding? I was driving like a grandma.
Well, they could get out of your way anyways.
Yeah. Get out of my way.
I'm just so proud of you driving that huge vehicle, because, like, I don't know if I would be able to drive, like, such
it
a
is,
big...
We have a Hyundai Tucson.
Yeah.
And it's pretty big, and the blind spots are pretty small.
Yeah.
Especially for me. I'm a little lady.
Yeah.
I'm 5 foot flat.
Exactly.
So, it's a good thing you can... They've got these, like, seat... it's like a seat jack.
Mm-hmm.
You pump it up.
Oh, okay.
And you go up.
Up.
Like a barber's chair kind of thing.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then to go down, you just pump it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do that when I got it back home for my husband, because he would have got in the car and be like, it's a little tight here.
His, like, head is, like, up to the ceiling.
I had to pump the chair up and lower the steering wheel and put it up a little bit closer so my feet could reach the pedals. So, I was real happy, and that SUV was really good on gas. Like, I filled up, and it didn't even go down one notch.
That's awesome.
Going to Oakville and back. So, I'm going to be doing that again. Maybe I can convince the husband to let me borrow the car to go to Kitchener.
Ooh.
For the Knitter's Fair.
That'd be cool.
That would be a fun day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so enough of me rambling. How about you had me a yarn?
Oh, I found several things.
Mm-hmm, you did.
Yes, I did. And three of them are from Wee Chickadee Woolery on Etsy. And the first one is called Mystic Forest.
Oh, pretty.
It is so pretty. It is hand-dyed, hand-painted, superwash merino and nylon. It's fingering weight sock yarn. And the colors are green, gray, magenta, and teal.
Oh, pretty.
And it's 100 grams skein, and it is $30 Canadian.
Sweet.
So, and I love her stuff. She's from the States. She's on Etsy. And I was just going through her stuff, and I was going to pick out two. And I ended up picking out three. Uh-huh. Now, the second one, it's called Smitten. Oh. And it is this gorgeous, these gorgeous chunks of red, pink, and purple. And again, it's, you know, they're hand-painted, hand-dyed, yeah, superwash merino nylon, sock, fingering yarn, and 100 grams, $30 Canadian. So that's Smitten. It's a beautiful, like, Valentine's Day yarn.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it looks like Valentine's colors.
Yeah. And then the last one, and I was just going to log off for the night, but then I came across it as I was scrolling down, and it's called Hyacinth. And it is purple, this beautiful blue, and it has some white, and it also has some pink. And it is... The most beautiful shades of a hyacinth.
Yeah.
And once again, it's the superwash merino, hand-painted, fingering sock yarn, $30 Canadian. Wee Chickadee Woolery on Etsy. You got to check them out because they do amazing stuff.
Oh, that's pretty.
And then we are... so happy to announce, if you haven't heard.
Oh, I heard. So did my wallet.
Yes. Felici Sock Yarn is back at Knit Picks for a limited time. It's in a special reserve. New colorways. $5.49 US for a 50 gram ball. So if you wanted to make a pair of socks, you need two.
Yeah, two balls. Or you can do
shorties. Little shorties like Katie does. If you got smaller feet, I wouldn't be able to get away with it, but
they'd be perfect for those Rose City rollers.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. I'll just name off the colorways: Countess, Highland, Gummy Bear, Glacier, Mosaic, Teacup, Wizard, and Baker Street.
Yeah.
Gotta get the Sherlock in there.
You want to guess which one I bought?
Yeah. I think we know which one you bought.
Yeah.
But I think Countess and Highland are my favorite. They're beautiful. The Countess is all these different tonal purples, and Highland are all these different tonal greens.
I like the teacup.
Yes. They're all awesome. I'd love to get all of them. But unfortunately, I don't have the moolah for them. But, you know, if they're still around, if they haven't sold out, maybe at the end of the month, I might, you know...
Yeah.
They do accept PayPal.
Ooh, but unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
<Yay. laughs> Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry. Click, click, click. Because I do love Wizard as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, so that's the You Had Me at Yarn, and the Knit Picks is just awesome.
I have two, and they're both on Etsy. And the first one is Pigeon Roof Studios, and they're well established. And I saw this today. She's got a braid of spinning fiber. It's organic Polworth, hand-dyed top, hand-painted, and it's in the colorway Glow Worm.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I had a Glow Worm.
My brother had a Glow Worm.
Really? You didn't have a glow worm?
I didn't have a glow worm. I was too old at the time.
I bought my little guy a glow worm just so he could have a glow worm.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm like, you need a glow worm. I don't care if you don't like it. You need a glow worm. So I've been eyeing that all day. It's so pretty. It's got these deep purples and pinks and yellows and blues.
A little lime green in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, a little bit of lime green.
It's gorgeous.
It's so pretty. And I've been wanting to try some more Polworth. And then the other thing that I saw, oh my god, it's gorgeous.
She's been lusting over this.
Again, on Etsy, it's Aaron Makes Stuff. And he makes, he's the guy who makes the drop spindles out of the colored pencils.
Yes, he does amazing work.
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. This is a supported spindle, and it's got honeycomb, like an acrylic honeycomb base. Sorry, a whorl. Oh, use the correct term, Katie. You know, it's got that honeycomb thing. Anyway. And it's got a holly shaft, and it, oh, it looks like a Harry Potter one.
It does. It really does.
It totally does.
It's beautiful.
It is gorgeous, and the acrylic whorl has, like, pinks and purples and grays and blacks, and the holly shaft is spiraled. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's $60 U.S., there's only one available, and it's been on there for like a week. If it's still on there next payday, that's going to be mine.
Yeah.
It'll be a sign that I had to have it.
It'll be a sign.
Like, this is a sign that Aaron made this for you.
I totally agree.
It is so beautiful, and I want it so bad. Now, don't any of you go cartjacking it on me.
She'll find you. She'll track you down.
He's got other stuff in there. Look at the other stuff.
He does such amazing work.
So pretty. Like, see, he's got another honeycomb one in there.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
And he's got honeycomb drop spindles, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also got spindle bowls. And more colored pencil drop spindles.
See, he drew me in with the colored pencil drop spindles because they were always so unique.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she showed me the honeycomb
acrylic
one, I was like, wow, that's gorgeous.
Mine. I'm going to be stalking it. I want it. Anyway, so that's what had me at yarn. Now, why don't we go into new stuff?
Yes. Well, Katie had given me several little presents for my birthday.
Yay!
Which is awesome because, you know, I'm not, one for getting a lot of gifts on my birthday. And it's always nice to get something.
Yeah.
So, she got me, first of all, that little cuff that you were talking about earlier.
The gateway cuff.
The gateway cuff. Well, she made it. And she gave it to me for my birthday. And it is so soft. It is so beautiful. And it looks really awesome on my wrist.
It's got sparkles in it.
And it's got sparkle in it, too.
Yeah.
And
that's fiber from the Woolly Witch.
Yeah, which is awesome. I've got the pumpkin spice latte, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I do. And she got me a book, I Am Pusheen the Cat.
Pusheen!
I love Pusheen. He reminds me of all my cats.
Rolled into one.
I should say, because Pusheen is a girl cat. And I also got Knit Picks mug of a cat and a sheep sitting down, and they're talking about yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little mouse that is holding up a skein of yarn for the sheep as she's knitting.
It's so cute.
And it's kind of like Katie and I, you know, the sheep. Sheep is me with my big curly hair. And and then Katie is the, you know, the smaller one with the, you know, yarn, and she's knitting a sock. That's really cute.
Yeah,
I love it.
I didn't really put that together.
It's
Aww. I have one of those too.
Oh, there you go. Yay. We're all matchy matchy.
Matchy matchy.
So I love knitting mugs and that sort of thing. So I've got so many mugs. We had to put some away while we were cleaning. My mom's like, pick three of the mugs that you use the most and the rest we're putting away. And I was like, Mom, I got a new mug.
Crack the whip.
And then she also got me this gorgeous Knit Picks fingering. It's stroll fingering, and it's called Hayride. And it's all these autumnal colors.
They don't make that color anymore.
And they don't make this anymore.
I snagged it while they were doing, like, a clearance.
Yeah.
Before, bringing out some new colors.
And it's 100 grams, and I'm going to... I have to think on what I'm going to make with this.
Yeah, you can make lots of stuff with that.
Yeah. Like, I could make a pair of socks. Mm-hmm. I could make a shawl.
Yeah, you could do a hat.
I could do a hat.
You could do wristers.
Yes. So, all sorts of different ideas. And it smells like...
yummy.
Smells yummy because it smells like karma.
And that's...
That's karma soap from Lush.
Yep. Val's favorite.
My favorite and my husband's favorite. When I was...
Crinkle, sorry.
Oh, I love this stuff. When I was first dating my husband, he just absolutely fell in love with the...
You?
With me, with the scent that I was wearing, and it was Karma. And so he absolutely adores this stuff. I have to, like, beat him off with a stick whenever I wear this stuff. So I'm going to have to be very, very careful on what days I decide to shower with this stuff. I just love it. I think I might put a little chunk of it in my underwear drawer.
Oh, that's so always the best.
Karma scented panties. But anyways, thank you so much for all my gifties.
Yay,
I love them all. I love them so much.
Pusheen.
I love using the Pusheen's little gifts that you can, emoticons on Facebook.
Yeah. You know what? I just looked at the back cover. Pusheen's birthday is February 18th. That's my brother's birthday.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, I have to put it down or else I'll just look at it. I might have to get one for me, too.
I think you do.
I got it from the book outlet. I'm like, it's so cute. I need it.
I love it. Thank you so much. Yeah, so that's the new stuff that that I got from Katie.
Yay.
And thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. I have a lot.
Well, it's been like a month.
It has been like a month.
You've
and
got
I had stuff on order.
You did.
This was a birthday/Mother's Day present from my mother-in-law. She gave me cash, so I bought yarn.
Why not?
From Desert Vista Dyeworks, I got the Wonder Woman colorway.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Oh, so there's red, this beautiful aqua blue, gorgeous, gold, black, and white.
That's so cool.
Ugh.
You have to knit that up so you can wear it with your Wonder Woman shirt.
Yes. I have two Wonder Woman shirts.
Yeah. Either one of them.
Yeah.
Either one of them is awesome.
I love Wonder Woman. So I got that. That came in the mail. Yay. I got my Dean Ambrose t-shirt.
Yes, which she's wearing right now.
Unstable Ambrose. Thank you very much. And we'll get into him a little bit later. And I got, along with my Dean Ambrose shirt, I got a Paige t-shirt. And she's one of the WWE divas.
Mm-hmm.
And she's my favorite. She's from England. She's very punky and kind of gothy. And
yeah, I love the Paige shirt that you got. That was pretty cool.
It says Scream For Me on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all black and silver and purple.
Mm-hmm.
It's got butterflies on it. And on the back, it's got a wicked little kitty. So I got that, and I got some of the Knit Picks Felici.
She did, and I'm, like, totes jealous.
It was, like, the day before I went to Toronto, too. I'm like, oh, you guys are evil.
But it's Felici!
Yeah, so I got, I didn't know how long it was going to last, so I jumped on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, it's going to sell out tonight, just like the Time Traveler did last time.
Yeah.
So I got Teacup, Wizard, and Baker Street. And not all of it was for me, though. So
that's right.
I did
get some presents.
Some presents in there for other people. So I got that. And then the stuff that I got in Toronto, well, I actually got some stuff from L'Occitane. L'Occitane. I got a little grab bag they had at the outlets in Niagara-on-the-Lake. It was, you got to pick 5 little travel sizes for $20, and you got a little bag.
Which is awesome.
So I got just a few little things, and my knitting bag smells awesome.
Yes, because their stuff smells awesome.
Yeah.
I need to go down to the outlet and get that deal.
Go during the day, like,
yeah,
consider it like a matinee, because when we went, it was a Sunday afternoon. It was so busy.
Oh, gosh, yes.
It was really busy. You couldn't walk in the Kate Spade store.
No way.
No, they were having, like, a huge, like, 70% off sale.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Like, oh, my gosh. Even after 70%, I couldn't
afford
one, even though they were pretty. So I got that. And then when we went to Toronto, at Passionate, I got 3 skeins of Koi Gu KPPPM. And one of them is a really pretty speckly yarn with like fuchsia and light pink and a little bit of green. And yeah. I'm going to try to make these into a pair of Rose City rollers.
Uh-huh.
And if I don't have... I'm going to be doing them cuff down. If I don't have enough, I'll probably just do contrast toes.
That's a good idea.
Because Lord knows I have a lot of pink in my stash.
Yes.
I do.
You could find something that...
And then I got 2 other skeins of the Koi Gu. And it's this beautiful kind of sagey green. But it's got really nice, like, burgundy speckles and a few little strands of teal. I fell in love with the speckles.
Yes. And I love the little bands of teal that you've got, the strands of teal that are just right through it.
Yeah. So I'm going to make myself a pair of no-pearl monkeys out of these. And I'm probably just going to save them for when I'm at home, because I don't want to get them... worn through.
Yeah.
Because it is 100% merino. And it doesn't have any nylon in it. So no. I just kind of want to save them for home.
Yeah.
Like my home socks.
Yeah, home socks.
So, and then presents from M for my birthday. She got me 2 Lush bath bombs. One is Sakura and one is Dragon's Egg. And she told me the Dragon's Egg has like kind of like bath pop rocks.
Oh, cool.
So they pop when you put them in. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And she got me this really cute journal that says, keep calm and drink tea. And she said it was so me, and it is.
Yes.
I started using it already.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my little button from the rolling pin on the band. So I've got that too. And then when we went to Lush, Patty M. and myself, I got 3 other things. Well, 4 if you count the karma that, yeah, I got for you. I got a Space Girl bath bomb, which is shaped like a planet, like Saturn.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's purple, and it's got this like iridescent glitter in it. And I'm like, yes.
Glitter bomb.
I got a little... massage bar called Shimmy Shimmy, and it's got gold sparkles in it, and it is the only thing that they have this one particular scent in it. And that was way back when I first started to like Lush, they had a shower gel called Skinny Dip.
Yes.
And this is the only thing that I can get at Lush now with that scent in it.
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm going to be covered in gold sparkles for the time being, because I love that smell so much. And I also got a little bottle of their shower gel called It's Rainin' Men.
It's Rainin' Men, hallelujah, it's Rainin' Men, amen.
Is there any way we can order the raindrops to be like Cumberbatch, Fassbender, Hiddleston variety.
That would be nice.
Anyway. Back to the shower gel. They have a soap, too, called Honey, I Wash the Kids. It's basically the same scent as that.
It's like a butterscotchy...
Honey. A little bit lemony,
almost chocolatey.
Yeah, like white chocolatey.
Yeah, white chocolatey. So good.
Like, oh. I want to go home and take a nice long shower with it's raining men now.
Yeah.
But that's about all I got.
Yeah. And
which seems like a lot.
You know, it's a good haul, but it's been a month, and you had stuff on order. Yeah. And now, I got a new body spray from Bath & Body Works. Ooh. It's called Warm Vanilla Sugar. Mm. And it smells so good on me.
I love that stuff in the fall.
And I've been wearing it, and I bought the travel spray, bath shower gel, and lotion. And I put the lotion on at night, and then it just envelops you with this warm, vanilla-y, brown sugary stuff. It's just so good. So that's another new thing I got. So I forgot to mention that until you were talking about all of your Lush stuff. Ew. Yeah. So what are we reading, watching, and listening to?
Well, why don't you go into what you're reading?
Well, I'm currently reading... It's a reread of The Fiery Cross by Diana Gabaldon.
That was such a slog for me.
It was a slog for you?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it could be a slog. Because A Breath of Snow and Ashes was, like, really, really fast read for me afterwards.
I'm still in the middle of it.
So, but... I'm finding it, you know, it's good. There's some parts that I just skip over, you know. A lot of the military stuff the historical stuff tends to bog down a little bit. Plus, I'm reading it on my phone, so...
Yeah.
And I've got a small phone. It's, like, one of the very, like, small Samsung Discovery Galaxy-type phones that are no longer... being produced, I think. But it's still a smartphone, so okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm reading. What I've been watching... Well, I was watching Outlander, but it's done for the season.
Oh, it was so good.
It's so good, though. And there's been, like, Emmy talks for Sam.
There should be.
Like, the and for Tobias Menzies. Yes. He did such an amazing job.
Oh, creepy, creepy.
Creepy, but, like... God. He embodied Black Jack Randall.
He did.
It was phenomenal. And Sam Heughan did an amazing job with Jamie in the scenes because...
Oh, my heart.
I know. It was such a brutal ending to the season.
Yes. We have to preface this by saying both the books and the TV series are not for children.
No.
Whatsoever.
No. There's a lot of naked stuff.
And really tough...
Tough material. Very explicit, tough material for...
Oh,
yeah.
I don't even think I was mature enough for that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I was, like, cringing when I was watching the last episode. I was like...
No.
Yeah.
This can't be good.
No.
No.
And I've been watching Hannibal.
Yeah.
And it's been canceled by NBC.
Boo.
Boo, NBC.
Boo.
So, they're going to play all 13 episodes. You know, there's a new episode every Thursday until August. So, they're going to play it. But then it's going to end. Now, there have been, you know, rumors of it maybe being picked up by Amazon streaming service.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they do the same thing, like, with Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix exclusive.
Exactly.
Series.
So, if that's the case, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But I guess the ratings were starting to really, really go down. And I guess maybe it was just running its course. I don't know for NBC, but
I'm wondering if it was maybe because they had a longer hiatus than.
There have been speculations that people, you know, because it did go away for a long time, that they lost a lot of audience members for that, but. I don't know.
Us Sherlockians know the meaning of a hiatus.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, I'm a seasoned Sherlockian. Like, a year hiatus is, like, nothing.
Yeah. So, I see your measly 3 months and raise you, you know, another 15.
Yeah.
Oy.
3 years, people.
3 years. Oh. Anyway. Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. And then I was watching Game of Thrones, and it's... it's gone, it's run its course to the last book that's come out, Dances with Dragon. And
George R. R. Martin better get a writing.
Apparently, he's going to be releasing the next book before the next season.
Really?
That's the rumor. Huh. I don't know if that is actually going to happen, or if they're going to take, you know, notes from him and continue on the season. But anyways, there was a lot of character deaths, and, you know, I won't say who died because I'm sure people are probably trying to still catch up on Game of Thrones, but...
I was listening to a radio station up here.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of Toronto. They were saying, we're not spoiling anything by playing this, but this is just fan reactions from watching the last episode. And they're like, wow! No! What? Why would you do that?
I know.
So I just kind of had to laugh because I remembered us during Reichenbach.
Yes.
All the feels.
All the feels. All the feels.
Oh, I feel for you guys, though, in the Game of Thrones fandom. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm, like, I'm not totally in the fandom. Like, I enjoy the series for what it is. I'm, you know, a little ticked off at the series creators for some of the
messing around with stuff
and
creating
stuff that wasn't in the books that really wasn't necessarily needed for characters to expand on for their character development. But, you know, for the most part... I think they've done a pretty good job with the material that Martin has written, and I'm kind of curious to see what they'll do for the next season, considering they've basically run out of book material.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
Let's make stuff up. No.
God, I
hope not. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't go there.
And what I've been listening to is just, you know, my usual stuff. I've been listening to a lot of Nicki Minaj. I love her, actually, because she has such good upbeat songs. So when I'm walking, I listen to her music. She's got a new single, The Night Is Still Young. And it's a really got a really good beat. And... She's just so much fun, and she's very, very much the feminist, which, you know, I love.
Yep.
So yeah, that's what I've been doing. What about you?
Well, I haven't picked up and started The Iron Thorn yet, by Caitlin Kittredge.
No.
I do have them. They're my next in line, but I was at the Book Depot. Sorry, the book outlet. And in the scratch and dent, they had a copy of To All the Boys I've Loved Before by Jenny Han. And I follow Hey Pork Chop on Instagram, and that was on her Instagram, and I trust her judgment. So whatever she's reading, I kind of want to take a look at.
Yeah.
So when I saw it in the scratch and dent for like $3, I picked it up. And it's pretty good. It is young adult. And it is getting a little bit silly in the middle. But I'm going to give it till the end and see how I like it. So that's what I'm reading. And what I'm watching... I'm sorry, it's late at night. And I worked all day, and my guy has a little cold... So, again, husband and I had about 4 hours sleep each, so I'm kind of punchy and yawning at the same time. So I apologize. Please excuse my yawning. So we watched the season finale of Finding Carter, which was crazy pants.
It's full of cray-cray.
Oh, that series is full of cray-cray. It's if they were a fish, it would be crayfish. Crawfish, anyway.
Yeah.
We call them crayfish up here. But the one thing that I'm glad about is, oh, there was a whole bunch of junk going on between Taylor and Max, but they've kind of gotten past it.
Yay!
And they're back together! Yay, Taylor and Max!
Awesome.
I can listen to Boom Clap by Charlie XCX now and be very happy.
Oh,
that's,
good.
That's my Max Lore.
Oh, is it?
Song is Boom Clap.
That's a good song.
I like it.
I like it.
So, it was good. There was a huge, like, bombshell dropped right at the very end, and we're like, oh, man.
Oh, dear.
So,
have to wait until next season.
Yeah, if any of you want to talk about it in our Ravelry group, just start a thread.
Yes.
Just start a Finding Carter OMG thread.
Yeah, same and with, like, Game of Thrones or Outlander or anything like that. We'd love to talk to you.
Go ahead. We've got a Downton thread.
Yes, we do.
But if you feel like it and it's not up there, go ahead and start one.
Yes.
And the other thing that we've been watching, oh my god, how did I get sucked into all this stuff?
I don't know. It's been interesting for me, though.
Should I laugh at her or not?
No, it's just been interesting because I've never really met, I've never really known the whole WWE type thing, except for, like, the boys that I went to school with when I was younger.
I got so sucked into it. Like, okay, so I told you guys about Dean Ambrose, and at Money in the Bank, which is a pay-per-view, he was going up against Seth Rollins in a ladder match, because in the pay-per-view before, he had pinned Seth Rollins, but like a couple minutes before, Seth had pulled a referee in between them, so he had put a referee in danger, therefore disqualifying Seth. Now, in a title match, in a DQ, the champion retains the title.
Which sucks.
So, even though Dean pinned him, like, fair and square,
mm-hmm.
technically, Seth was still the champion. Dean didn't accept it, so he took the belt. Yay, Dean. Go, Dean. And he took it all over Bourbon Street in New Orleans. And, oh, it was so fun. It was so fun. I have a picture up on my Instagram of him getting a po' boy. And the belt is hanging over his back.
Nice.
The best. And there's another one. He's wearing the belt mm-hmm. and riding a mechanical bull. And he set the record, too.
Oh, he did he? Nice.
So, anyway, so at Money in the Bank, he said, let's settle this once and for all, just you and me, ladder match. I gotta give it to Seth. He was pretty brutal. He, like, totally attacked Dean's leg so he couldn't climb the ladder to get the belt.
Oh, yeah.
But Dean managed to climb the ladder, and they were both hanging on to the belt, and as they both fell, it knocked the belt loose, and Seth got it. I'm like, you have to be kidding me.
Aww.
You have got to be kidding me. And this was at, like, 2 in the morning.
You were really upset over this, too.
I was like, what? No! I was a wreck. And I posted a picture of Dean from his actual Instagram account.
Yeah.
And he looks so...
He looks wrecked.
Downtrodden.
Yeah.
But afterwards, I had found a video on YouTube, and he made this really great speech afterwards. And I'm like, go, Dean. You're the best. He's so good. Anyway, Lunatic Fringe for the win all the way. So we've been watching more of that, and I really like Seth Rollins. I hate his character.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like, because they are playing a character.
His character is a total slimy weasel.
Mm-hmm.
So, like about a week ago, the higher ups were like, well, it's time to see if you're the actual diamond we thought you could be that we invested in. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm a total diamond. I'm the best. And out comes Brock Lesnar, which is this refrigerator of a man. He's huge. And he has it out for Seth real bad because at WrestleMania, Seth had cashed in his Money in the Bank contract and made the match between Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns a triple threat match,
mm-hmm.
which means he could either pin Brock or Roman to win.
Right.
So Seth chose to pin the challenger, Roman, instead of the champ, Brock. Now, Brock is ready to, like, waste this guy. And I have never seen a crowd so happy to see this guy since, you know, Dean technically won the championship.
Yeah.
Well, he technically didn't have it, but he pinned Seth. He pinned Seth! And I'm going to stop now. Anyway, I'm just going to leave it at this. I'm a Dean Ambrose girl. He's the best. He's awesome. And he's funny.
Yeah, that's what I like about him is that he's funny.
He's funny.
I love what he did the Bourbon Street tour of the stolen belt.
He took the belt all over Bourbon Street. Mm-hmm. And he comes in and he says, it's amazing what you can see in New Orleans with just a handful of beads. He's just really, really funny and crazy, crazy. The announcers say that he has no concept of his own bodily harm. He will fling himself at anyone. So if you're trying to intimidate him by, oh, you're going up against so-and-so, he's like, great, thanks. Awesome. You know, and... You know, whereas Seth's character kind of runs away with his tail between his legs. But Seth in real life is really awesome.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
He is. And Mom and I actually got an order from Nitty Cat Bags.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to tell my husband because the next bag that we're shipping out is going to Davenport, Iowa. And that's where Seth Rollins is from. I was like, oh my gosh! But it's not him.
It's not him. He's not looking for a Nitty Cat bag.
No, he's not looking for a knitting bag.
Aww.
But Seth, if you're listening, you're not listening. Anyway, I'll shut up now. I'll shut up now, I promise. I apologize for the WWE rambling, but it's kind of my jam right now.
It's kind of a thing.
It's kind of my thing right now. And my husband and I both went on the shop tonight, and they were having a huge sale. So I got him a shirt, and I got myself a shirt.
Awesome.
So, what I've been listening to, I've still been listening to all my normal podcasts, but in preparation for Em and Katie road tripping, mm-hmm. I bought 3 albums.
Cool.
So I bought Lights, her Little Machines album.
Oh, awesome.
And I've been listening to Running With The Boys non-stop.
I love that song.
It's such a good song.
It is a good song.
And I still love Up We Go. That's my anthem for mm-hmm. this year. That is so my anthem for this year. I love it.
Yeah, I gotta put that on my playlist for working out.
I wish I could see her in concert. I was so upset last year. We have a music festival in our city called Scene,
mm-hmm.
and she was playing last year, and this year there was no Scene.
No, there wasn't.
Which is a real bummer. I loved going to Scene. My husband and I met friends. We met this band at Scene, and we became friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still friends. And, I would love to see Lights in concert. That would be great. And another band that I'd love to see in concert, well, lady, is Florence and the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I got her new album, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
And that has her new single, What Kind of Man,
yes.
on it. It's really good. I also like her other song on that album called Ship to Wreck.
Oh, yeah?
It's a really good one, too. And then the last one I got, my husband bought, and I still have to download a couple more songs, but I only have 5 cents left from my iTunes card. But it's a duo, a duet, a guy and a girl. It's called Cider Sky. That's the name of the band. Mm-hmm. And we actually know the lady.
Oh.
And her name is Simon Wilcox. And she's David Wilcox's daughter. And she actually did a guest spot. Our friends, they had a band called The Miniatures.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a song called Would You Kill If You Had To? And she was the female voice. And I had actually taken a video when they played at the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto. And I told her, and she goes, oh, that was you? I'm like, what? What? Anyway, she's a really sweet girl. And I just really love their songs. They've only got about 8 or 9 songs. There's a 6-song EP for like $6 on iTunes.
Oh, nice.
But again, the band is called Cider Sky. And I like their song, Glowing in the Dark. It's really good.
Cool. Love to hear about new music.
Yes. I'll play some for you after we log off.
Okay, cool.
But I'll put a link, of course, with everything else in our show notes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's about it.
I think we've come to the end of our episode.
Yeah, it's a long one, sorry. Well,
we had a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll be back at the end of July.
Yes, we will.
So in the meantime, you can always go to our Ravelry group, the Stitch Sisters podcast, and we are on WordPress, and that's where you can find our show notes, thestitchsisters.wordpress.com. And we also have a Facebook group and a Twitter account and an Instagram account.
Yes, so we're all over social media.
And Val on Instagram is Stitches and Curls, and I'm Kitty Van Cat. And that's a cat with a K.
Yep, so check us out.
Uh-huh.
And hope that everyone has a good holiday, Canada Day, and for our friends in the U.S.,
the 4th of July. Yeah. So, have a safe and happy July, guys.
Yes.
And we will see you later.
Yes, and take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.